questions, my answer to that is, if you were, you wouldn't do what you do and defend it. We have the same thing. For example, take the woman's lib movement, which is so much connected with homosexuality in its origins and at the front running levels. Here are women who are going around saying, well, we don't believe the Bible anymore. The woman is to be elevated and so forth and so on and over the man and all of these other things. And they say they're Christians. In fact, I just read a book by a woman who says she's a psychologist of religion, and she wants the world to know that religion is to be altered and changed so that the woman gets her rightful place. And they say they're Christians. They say they believe, so many of them. And yet if you get down to it, they are unwilling to submit to the lordship of Christ as revealed in his word. And it is a lack of obedience that reveals the illusion. And I always wonder, you know, just take, for example, that whole idea of the women's movement. I get in a lot of trouble on that issue, so I might as well go ahead on it. At least it won't be anything new. But I am amazed how many Christian women are led astray by believing these people who just may claim to be Christians but are so utterly deluded. And then there are some who don't claim to be Christians at all, and they're actually leading the parade. And here are Christian women following the parade led by godless kinds of people. For an illustration, there's a new book out called The Changing of the Gods, Feminism and the End of Traditional Religion is a subtitle, written by Naomi Goldenberg. Listen to what it says. The feminist revolution will not leave religion untouched. Eventually, all religious hierarchies will be peopled with women. I imagine women functioning as rabbis, priests, and ministers. I picture women wearing clerical garb and performing clerical duties, and suddenly I saw a problem. How could women represent a male god? Everything I knew about Judaism and Christianity involved accepting God as the ultimate in male authority figures. Congregations would have to stop seeing God as male. And what could these women priests and ministers and rabbis read to their communities? They certainly could not use the Bible. A society that accepted large numbers of women as religious leaders would be too different from the biblical world to find the Bible relevant, let alone look to it for inspiration. God is going to change, I thought. We women are going to bring an end to God. As we take positions in government, medicine, law, business, in the arts, and finally in religion, we will be the end of God. We will change the world so much that he won't fit in anymore. I found this line of thought most satisfying. I had no great tie to God anyway. He never seemed to be relevant. Reflection on his cultural demise left me with no sense of loss, yet there was a magnificence attached to the idea of watching him go. I felt part of a movement that would challenge religions that had been enforced for millennia. What will happen to God in his last years? The end of God and the transformation of religion was of major significance to human life, so I returned to graduate school to study the end of God. The feminist movement in Western culture is engaged in the slow execution of Christ and God. All of the roles that men and women have been taught to consider as God-given will be reevaluated. All feminists, listen to this line, all feminists are making the world less and less like the one described in the Bible and are thus helping to lessen the influence of Christ and God on humanity. Now, at least she's honest enough to admit that. And there are feminists in the church that are claiming that this is the truth of God when the facts are she knows that this is a denial of everything the Bible teaches. And yet Christian people are buying this in disobedience to the Word of God. Let me read you a couple of other quotes. Jesus Christ cannot symbolize the liberation of women. In order to develop a theology of women's liberation, feminists have to leave Christ and the Bible behind them. We have to stop denying the sexism that lies at the root of Jewish and Christian religion. It is likely that as we watch Christ and God tumble to the ground, we will completely outgrow the need for an external God. Then she says, we have to see the inner goddess as our psychic force. In the new age of changes for our gods, Christ and God will no longer behave as egotistical, spoiled children in our psyches. In the book, there's a section on feminist witchcraft. And by the way, the feminist movement is attached to witchcraft. It goes way, way back. I don't have time to develop it. But all through the book, it talks about the goddess is alive. And in April, the 23rd of April, 1976, they had their first national all-women's conference on women's spirituality. And Naomi Goldenberg describes the conference. The women chanted, the goddess is alive, the goddess is alive, magic is afoot. They ended the goddess is alive chants with dancing, stamping, clapping, and yelling. They stood on pews and danced bare-breasted on the pulpit communion table and amid the hymn books. All this in a church, and she says, why not display your breasts in a place that has tried to teach you that there are things to be ashamed of, features that make you unlike God or his son? chapter on witchcraft said that what the women's movement is going to demand in America is female deities. Nature is sacred, human will is supreme, no original sin, no good and no evil, the absence of a sacred text, no laws of discipline, sex to follow its own course, and omnipresent in everything we do is play, P-L-A-Y. Now you tell me that Christian women can line up with a movement like that and be obedient to the Word of God. I think there are a lot of people who are deluded about who really is a Christian. When so-called Christians advocate following that kind of movement, and I'm sure many of the Christians who advocate the ERA are not advocating that. They just don't know what's really leading their movement. That's part of the delusion. If you argue with Scripture, if you twist